Episode 50 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, an Average Network production, comes to you practically almost live from the video cavern of Count Cheney's Batcave, deep beneath the ancient streets of Washington, D.C. We find George, Vice President Cheney, Attorney General Ashcroft, and the head of Dr. Henry Kissinger awaiting a call from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. Let us join them.
Well, I've been trying. Every time I open my mouth, they start a-hacking at me before I can close it again.
It's like they got radar or something, Henry.
It's these new speeches. These are some of the worst speeches I've ever read.
You ever read?
I know. It's Rove's and Card's fault, of course.
Well, it's gotta be somebody's fault. Everything's somebody's fault.
Yes, George. Rove and Card are so busy making certain that they cover every possible rebuttal that the speeches have stopped making much sense. The spin is getting out of control, Henry.
I warned you, Dick, that we can't spin everything. We must be honest about something, or we have no basis for our structure. The spin machine must be anchored somewhere, Richard.
Why miss Rumsfeld's laugh? Why miss his card plan? He'll be with us in a moment via vidphone, and he'll be back soon enough. He must impress our Iraqi allies.
I see them on TV. They ain't impressed. They's plumb scared, and they ain't scared of Don.
Why come they scared? We made them all better over there with no Saddam.
Of course we did, George. They aren't frightened, Ashcroft. They are simply unused to the cameras. They are simple, superstitious people who believe that cameras steal souls.
That's Paiutes, not Iraqis. Paiutes, by gobs. Well, I thought it was you stole souls.
Never mind, George. I'm a vampire, not Satan, for Hades' sake.
The Iraqis are frightened, and with good reason. We need them to beg us to help them so that we can increase troop strength and poise to liberate Iran. The mullahs are bringing their country to critical mass, and we need it to fall our way.
Henry, we're having an awful lot of trouble keeping the troops happy as it is. What are we going to do with more?
George, we need to keep our little proto-empire growing. Empires only succeed through expansion.
And we need to be certain of supply lines, so we begin our expansion where the resources are, and we encourage the indigenous people to become manufacturers of our tools. That way we can enlist them into our forces, and they become the objects of local anger rather than us. And we spread like jam on warm toast.
Interesting analogy, Henry. Do you follow, George?
Well, I better follow, because I sure didn't understand none of that. You, John? Not a word.
George, if you do what I say, we take over the world more or less painlessly.
More or less. Well, okay, sure. By gobs, I got that all right.
Ah! Rumsfeld.
Master, Dr. Henry, Mr. President, John.
Hello, Jenny. Hey, Brimmer.
Howdy, John.
Gentlemen.
Howdy, Brimmer.
I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. Let me get the door. It's a little noisy today.
The natives are a bit restless.
Jenny, haven't you brought those people under control yet?
Well, I try.
They think you're being a bit soft with them, Jerry. A firm hand at the tiller.
I tried to hold the tiller, but they shot it off. Life is rather difficult here, Count Cheney.
Jerry, dear boy, give yourself more credit. Be firm but wise. Donald, you look almost healthy in that windbreaker.
Oh, Master.
It was a compliment, dear old thing.
Oh. Thank you, Master.
How are our nice little Iraqi police coming along?
Pretty well. They're scared of almost everything.
Well, perpetual terror is the easiest way to create bullies. Just make certain they all have guns and clubs.
That part's going pretty well. Most of them are armed.
But they don't understand. They just stand in circles and hit each other over the head. I don't think those Keystone Cops training films were a very good idea at all.
They were available and inexpensive.
What about the Ayatollah, Sistani? Any luck with him? I understand he's reclusive.
Oh, he hardly ever goes out. He has satellite and NBA TV.
I understand he's a New York Knicks fan.
Liberal, no question.
Well, when are we going to get some good news?
No telling. I bought some gum and fried rat from Ahmed Zarqawi.
I'm pretty sure Ayman al-Zawahiri is my paper.
I suppose Ulama bin Sadn runs the hotel.
No, he has a little omelette and waffle place around the corner.
Why don't you arrest him, Jerry?
Something about jurisdiction. He isn't wanted for anything in Iraq. Besides, he makes good work.
You'd like it here, Master. There are terrorists nearly everywhere.
Fine. When we need to, we can simply arrest Baghdad.
That might work.
Is there any good news?
Just a few days ago, I had electricity for over an hour.
Ah, excellent.
Rush Limbaugh was on. It was very depressing. So is the water.
There'll be a fine amoeba crop this spring.
Always look on the bright side, Donald.
Jerry, Count Cheney says I can visit after the election. Bring my guns.
I don't know, John. You're so fond of hanging people, it might make them nostalgic for Saddam.
Richard, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Appoint Ashcroft to take Jerry's place. Interesting.
I like it.
Now, just a gall-danged minute.
Ashcroft, think of it. You could hang people as often as you like. You won't have to think at all.
Iraq is just like a big oily Arizona. You could ride horseback with your guns on. Drink yourself into insensibility. You might even become, dare I say it, beloved.
Sounds pretty nifty, doesn't it?
Now, just a concerned minute. You asking a man to give up his heart, his soul, what makes him get up every morning knowing the sun's a-shining down on God's country, where the jets breathe free air, where the water's been dammed and filtered and bottled and sold, where a man's free to pay what he can for a bottle of rub of the brush and a pie. You tell him, Ashcroft, where he ain't surrounded by a bunch of smelly, gall-darned heathens talking all at once in some language don't make no sense. I ain't gonna put up with it, by gobs. Men marrying men, neither. Where a boy, John?
And that's my ruling.
Well, just a thought.
Perhaps Jerry can continue a bit longer.
Oh, dear.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 50, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were based on prehistoric cave art, digitally manipulated through creamed corn and tapioca pudding. To find out how to do this at home, write to Ira Scrammerfelder, 1191473, Buncombe Place, East Cheeseport, MDA. Enclose 90 cents or a packet of lint for postage, and remember to request program number A42070409-11. This is Pablo T. Flies, raking up the old wazoo and asking you to stay tuned.